This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college. It's the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right. Let's see what we get. Paul Hamilton with us here on the West Her Hotline. Paul, what are you up to today?
What am I up to today? Not a whole lot. I've been kind of dealing with a kidney stone lately. That was worse this morning, but got better this afternoon, so that was a relief. Otherwise, I probably would have been getting some sort of surgery today instead of talking to you.
Well, we're glad you're still here with us now, but hope you get this tended to in a timely fashion, Paul.
You're saying if you were under the knife, you wouldn't have taken our call? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's due to come out next Tuesday, so I almost did it a week early, but... It's okay now.
All right. Well, we'll X off Paul for next Tuesday then. Note to self. And that open, by the way, has been played for years. Paul does not ever want to commit to knowing what's going to happen in a Sabres game, but all the other games, especially in the playoffs, he's got a handle on. So just watch his Twitter.
Let's go.
Because he knows who's going to win everything.
Washington, Carolina. Let's go.
What happens, Paul? All right.
Can we just start maybe with the playoffs? Because the last three nights have been epic. One game a night. But, Paul, how much better can you do? Dallas's comeback in Game 7, Winnipeg's rather amazing, almost unbelievable win in Game 7 on Sunday, and then Toronto, Florida with the goalie stuff, you know, watching him get sick, and that's not what made it great, but 5-4 and just a great game. Playoffs so far so good, especially lately here.
Yeah, and believe me, you're going to be shocked I'm going to say this. I got tired of the four games in a night. By the time I got to midnight, it's like, I think I'm going to pass on the rest of this. It just got to be too much. I've really enjoyed this one, having the one game, or even maybe two. You have a late game, early game, and a late game.
Like tonight,
the four games going back and forth and back and forth, and sometimes working a Yankees game as a fifth. It's just like, no, I just got tired of it after. So, yeah, and the fact that these games have been so good, you know, and they wound up in overtime anyway, so we got plenty of hockey for the evening. And, yeah, I've loved these game sevens, and it's really been fun so far.
And it also, to me, feels like anybody could win it of the the eight teams. Like, who's the worst of the eight teams left? Carolina?
I mean, Washington.
Or Washington? Yeah.
Washington,
maybe they're the worst, too.
Is the worst team left.
Well, Carolina has a tendency to have their goaltending go into the fish tank.
And they're getting Anderson back, but we'll see.
Yeah, but he's gone in the fish tank many times as a member of the Leafs in Carolina. And the Winnipeg is interesting because if Hellebuck plays like the guy who is up for the Hart Trophy, Dallas is in trouble. If he plays like he has through the playoffs, I think Dallas will have an easy time, and Winnipeg might be that team you're talking about. But who knows? I mean, he's quite capable of doing either one, and we'll find out.
If it had been St. Louis, the answer would be St. Louis.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah. I don't know how much support this will have. Mike, you've been more down on Washington all year than I have been. Watching them in the first round, the goalie, I'd be terrified. Like I feel like he got good results. Obviously, they won the series. It wasn't even that challenging in the end. I just think a better team is going to be a real problem for him. I just think he's kind of all over the road fundamentally. And I think he should get exploited by a team that can press you the way Carolina can. But who knows? It's hockey. We'll see.
Carolina is minus 180 to win the series. And Washington is the longest odds on the board.
Their path to the conference finals, as easy as it could get with the Devils in round one, Carolina, without Jack Hughes, they managed to get that. And now this. I mean, I know Washington had an excellent year. I just do not think that they are – they're not a 100-point regular season team to me, Washington.
He had an excellent regular season, but that doesn't mean he's going to have an excellent playoff. Now, he was part of that five-goalie system that Vegas won the Cup with.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that the way you're supposed to win the Cup, is you grab five goalies and away you go?
Yep.
And I'm including Leonard in there, who they lost in the beginning of the year. He wasn't the guy at the end because of injuries and everything. That wound up being Hill, who is still their goaltender. So, you know, he's been through it a little bit. But, just because, you know, we've seen Linus Allmark, who's had great success in the regular season and not in the playoffs. Hullabuck, you know, has done that. Even Bobrovsky, but he broke out of it. Now, I wouldn't say last night was his best game from everything I gathered. But, he was the guy that was just horrendous in the playoffs and was like a Vezina-type goalie in the regular season, and then that one year, he came in relief in the first series and never left the net. He finally started playing in the playoffs like he did in the regular season.
That's right. That 2 years ago when they went to the final from the 8 seed, they started the playoffs with Alex Lyon.
Yeah,
because Lyon had been so good down the stretch, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
And he had always been bad in the playoffs, not only with Florida, but other teams. But all of a sudden, he became the goaltender of the regular season, and has taken the net ever since then.
Hashtag goalies. It's all one giant shrug emoji for me. Just, I mean, to put any rhyme or reason to it, to me, just, I don't know. It for me, it's not worth it because of how it changes.
Well,
and it's one series is four or five games, and what's meaningful. I mean, it's what matters most. You can't not say
right.
that.
That's right.
But I don't know what to do with it ever.
Paul, I know from talking to you earlier that you didn't exactly sit with this Toronto-Florida game last night, but obviously you know what happened with Bennett. You know Bennett's track record. The potential for a Stolarz injury here with being hospitalized at least for some time last evening while the game was still going on. For a playoff series between two of the best teams in the league. Like, to me, either one of these teams could win the Cup, and I know it's been so long for Toronto, but they have a team that could do it. That series is already setting up like it's going to be a doozy.
Yeah, and, Bennett coming through the crease like that, and you know how staunch I am that I think it's a joke, the suspensions of the National Hockey League usually are not long enough and usually don't happen when they should happen. Honestly, I agree with the NHL here. I would not have suspended him. I just think he was coming through to the net. Next thing you know, he's on the goalie, and he made contact with him. And if you want to say he should have maybe gotten a penalty because he made contact with the goaltender in the crease, I can live with that. I definitely don't think he did anything on purpose, and I would not have suspended him either.
The thing that makes it hard for me to accept that you can know, I mean, it's just your opinion. Anybody can watch this and arrive at that conclusion or the one I'm about to draw. The player's history, his track record of these subtle shots in the playoffs, I mean, Marchand most notably, I feel like there's nothing that's accidental there. That doesn't have to necessarily mean, like, I'm overdosing on malice either. I just think he's there. I got a shot. I'm going to take a shot. And he, I think, has demonstrated in his career the ability to make that look subtle enough that it doesn't rain on him. So I almost by reputation wanted the league to do something to him because that was not okay.
And you're absolutely not wrong. He has that reputation, but I guess I would say that doesn't mean he
right.
can't do something by accident, even though he has the reputation. And I guess maybe I was looking at it with the eyes of the reputation, and I still came to that same conclusion. But yet, now, I don't think he would ever sign with the Sabres, but if I were the Sabres as an unrestricted free agent, there's the guy right there.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy who's a playoff-tested guy who can score goals, who plays with a rambunctious, you know,
he's
attitude.
On the edge, sure, yeah.
On the edge. I mean, just everything. When I talk about a top six forward, there's your guy. But, I mean, if you're the Buffalo Sabres, you're going to have to so overpay him to even make him consider it to come to a team after you've won a Stanley Cup, to come to a team that hasn't been in the playoffs for 14 years, to come to a team that – quite honestly, I don't know if Sam Reinhart would have nice things to say just because, you know, Sam Reinhart felt he wasn't respected here by management, and I don't blame him in the least.
Yeah.
He never was offered a long-term contract, and he certainly played well enough to be offered one, and that's why he left. He finally, you know, and he talked about this once he got to Florida. He just felt that he did everything he should was asked to do and should have done, and that never came from, what was it, three different general managers? And it sounded like at the end Adams was willing to do it, but it was too late. You know, Reinhart just said, no, I'm letting you know. You got one more year with me, and I'm leaving. And I don't blame him in the least, but I'm sure that information, if Bennett were even considering it, would be passed on to him.
That's right. It is three guys. Murray drafted him, Botterill, and then Adams makes the trade eventually when he leaves. Well, Paul, that segues nicely into what is happening over here. I was away for a little bit, but I know there was some reporting that Adams and Pegula have met. Do we have any idea? It's not the kind of thing that they necessarily hold a news conference about.
We assumed that this meeting had already taken place, and the fact that Adams was sitting there yesterday for the draft lottery. I mean, if there were any question, it has to be done by now.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It was either maybe the day after the draft, the NFL draft, or maybe right after that they all went down to Florida and had their meeting. Whatever that may have been. And we had been talking about before the season even ended that I had been hearing that they weren't going to make a move with Adams. But I always felt that with Terry Pegula, you never know. One day he can say, well, I'm not going to make a move with Adams. The next day he can think, yeah, I am going to. And then the next day he's back to, I'm not going to make. That's the way he rolls. So even though you may hear one thing, and that may be true, but that only may be true for that day that you heard it with him. Because he's just all over the place when it comes to trying to, you know, come to a conclusion with those types of things. So even though I had heard that and was pretty confident with it, I never was like, this is definitely not going to happen because you just never know with this guy.
Wonderful.
sounds promising.
Sounds ideal, really.
Yeah.
Results speak for themselves.
Yeah, I guess.
One common complaint about all this over the years is the lack of a head of hockey operations type figure. I don't know.
Not
for you. That's what I want to find out. I mean,
yeah.
I never really cared about that either, but I do think there's a credibility gain maybe possible if one of these guys that I also think I don't have to have because they're just sort of retreads, but somebody like that, would they mean something to credibility? Not for you.
Not at all for me. And we can come up with plenty of examples where it's worked, and we can come up with plenty of examples where it hasn't. For me, if you think Kevin Adams needs that, then fire him. Because if he needs that, then he shouldn't be the general manager of the Buffalo Sabres. To me, it's too many bosses. Why do you need a guy above Kevin Adams? If you don't think Kevin Adams is up for it, get rid of him and hire some guy who is. Don't make some guy the head of hockey operations to babysit somebody.
Well,
make him general manager and let him make the decisions. You don't need this many bosses. You know, Adams reports to this guy. This guy reports to this guy. No, you don't need. Find that guy that you want and put him in the position of general manager and let him run your team. I just don't see why you need to put somebody above another layer of bosses. I hate that idea. And if that's what you think he needs, then get rid of him and put that guy in as your general manager.
I appreciate where you're coming from on this. I think a lot of fans, and this would describe me at this point, Paul, thinking about them doing a thing that they have rarely, if ever, done. LaFontaine's the only recent example, and that lasted, a few months, as it turned out. It's more for me, okay, you're going to make me sit in this bath of tepid water with dirty soap. I'm just sitting here. This is my life. Kevin Adams cannot, for some unknown reason to all of us, be removed from the job. He is going to be the GM. Can I at least get him some help? Is all I think I'm looking for. It's not like there'd be so many people, Paul. It's just one more person between Adams and the owner. And it might actually be a person whose opinions on hockey would warrant respect within the room of people that talk about these things. So I guess I'm just out of desperation thinking, at least give me some semblance. And I think whether it carries respect or not, some people in the league maybe would view it that way, and I could use any of that I can get my hands on right now because I just can't believe they're making a mistake here.
They made the mistake of bringing this. Kevin Adams should not be having a sixth year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as simple as that.
Right.
So that's the mistake. Now, also, Lindy Ruff is going to have more input into the roster. So you could say Lindy Ruff is doing that a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not exactly the way a president of hockey operations would do it. But, you know, if Lindy Ruff says, I don't think Samuelson is going to help us become better defensively, I want him gone, or somebody else. I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just saying if that's what he decides, I think he's going to get that, where maybe that wasn't the case before. He could take that case to Kevin Adams, and Kevin Adams would think about it. I think now it's going to be more than Kevin Adams
going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Thinking about it, if there's a player that Lindy Ruff doesn't feel can help them win, that player is going to be gone, and so that's a bit of a change too.
Okay.
All right, Paul. Feel better. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Oh, there you go. Paul's appearances with us on the Western Hotline are brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Ralox Honda. Ralox, we got this.
I don't know where this puts me, but I'm between you two on this topic. And, I think I would do it, the hockey ops. Mm-hmm. I think I would do it, but I don't really believe in it.
Right.
I agree with Paul that, I don't need to have another level, but maybe the Sabres could use a name.
Right.
I mean, it just that seems obvious. No matter what the person's job would be, somebody that's won, somebody that's done it, whatever, like that, I think would look good on them. How about putting it that way? And Paul is also right. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. That's everything, you know.
Right.
Adams is a first-time GM. He wouldn't be the first one to fail, but sometimes that works. It just depends on circumstances and who the person is. The most frustrating thing to me about the Sabres is the inaction.
That's it, exactly. That's why I say, like, out of frustration with where we are, what's a thing that could work that you have not really tried? That. You've not really given that much runway at all. And so I don't know if anything is – how different anything is over the last 8 years, 10 years, 14 years if they have that person. But going this long without one and the results could get me to – sure, make your jokes about how many jobs Ken Holland has had, all right? But there's success there. There's some reason to think he knows what it looks like and smells like and tastes like and all that stuff. And I just don't have even the slight. I can't even smell Cheerios anymore. I got nothing in the air around here.
I smelled that Cheerio smell on the Skyway last night. That's not an unusual
place.
That's
not rare. No, that's no. Pretty close. Yeah.
What's rare is me being on the Skyway.
Okay.
Route 5. Not often on Route 5. Going home from St. Francis.
All right.
How about that story, huh?
Quite a ride.
Literally.
Boy, that Skyway sure is high.
That Skyway. And the Cheerio smell somehow pervades. Even with the factory right, like, basically under you.
Yes.
I meant to ask Paul if he has a Rockies jersey, a Colorado Rockies. Paul has a lot of jerseys. Why? I was talking to my friend Ken Morrow and the Islanders. And we got into, this guy knows old games better than I do, and he got into the...
Oh, the Rockies, the hockey team.
The Colorado
Rockies.
You said
the Rockies,
hockey
I'm about the baseball team, and I'm over here thinking, why would Paul have a baseball jersey?
Sorry.
Okay, the hockey team, sure.
The conversation, I told him I've never enjoyed an Islanders game in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, not even from the dynasty? Like, no, I hated that team. They beat the Sabres, and I hated them. I said, if I had to watch one Islanders game ever... it would be the Lanny McDonald game where the Leafs took him out in game 7 on the island because I love the Leafs. So I'd watch that. And then we started talking about McDonald and the Rockies. That was the path. How about that story?
Now it adds up.
Now we're really cooking.
All right. See, kids, there used to be a hockey team in Denver called the Rockies. It's now the baseball team, so it could be a little confusing. But if you're a certain age, you remember the Colorado Rockies.
That would be a great jersey to own, like a real one, wouldn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Because, you know, old school and all. I don't know what name I'd want. Maybe Rennie Robert. Didn't he play? He played for them.
He did. Yes, he did.
Who didn't play for the hockey Colorado Rockies? Matt Verderam, who writes for SI.com on the Chiefs and on the NFL. He joined us earlier to talk about their draft and how things look or to be shaping up in the AFC as we continue along here this offseason. That's coming your way next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.